There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Retail is suffering globally and bricks and mortar is suffering doubly as online competition bites hard. So big events from Ramadan to Eid to Diwali, Christmas, Halloween through to Valentine's Day are red letter days and increasingly important elements of the annual retail scene. In the studio now to paint a picture of today, Valentine's Day, and our spending trends is Ritesh Tilani, co-CEO of Joy & Joy Griffs. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in, Ritesh. First of all, paint us a picture, first of how good a Valentine's Day we're having and what we're expecting for the rest of the day.
We're having a fantastic Valentine's Day. I mean, as a gifting business, we're doing really well. We experienced quite a big spike in sales on this particular day, more so than any other occasion during the year. Just to give you an example, so whatever we sell on a regular day, we see 20 times that number on a day like Valentine's Day, and it's more than any other. So Mother's Day would be a 5x spike, for example.
Just explain what exactly you sell and you know, what is your general market on a normal day?
So we at JoyGifts, JoyGifts.com, we sell flowers, cakes, balloons, chocolates, and all sorts of other items. And on any given day, we'd be selling a lot of flowers, and that doesn't change on Valentine's Day. In fact, it goes up a slight bit. But we also sell a lot of chocolates and cakes on regular days. But on Valentine's Day, we see a lot of balloons being sold in addition to that as well.
So 10 times your normal business on an average day. What about other days such as Diwali, Christmas, Halloween, things, just other big events?
So in this part of the world, as you can imagine, Diwali and Christmas are big, but Eid is much bigger. And things like Mother's Day, those are quite universal. So again, we see a 5x spike on the Mother's Days for the UAE and Saudi, and now we have two other Mother's Day that are celebrated as well for the UK and the US. We see a little bit less on those particular days. Father's Day is, you know, moderately higher, but, you know, we know from our business that fathers just don't get as many gifts as mothers do.
I think one of the problems with Mothers and Fathers Day is, of course, they're different in different parts of the world. But how much is this a sort of effectively a hallmark creation that they're bigging up the events to sort of create an all-round opportunity to part us from our hard-earned money?
That might be how it started. But if you think about it, gifting occasions like Valentine's Day and Mother's Days aren't exactly a bad thing. I mean, it gives us an opportunity to appreciate our loved ones and show them how much we care about them.
And you just mentioned there on Father's Day, you don't quite see the same spike. I have to say, my dad is a big fan of receiving flowers. And this morning I brought the guys in some chocolate because in Japan, women give chocolate to men on Valentine's Day. How often do you see women buying gifts from men? Or is it usually in your company you see men buying gifts for women?
So it's a very interesting question. If we look at our traffic, it's split quite evenly. So we have 50% male and 50% female customers. Having said that, 35% of the recipients are male and 65% are female.
So women are buying for women and men are buying for women, essentially.
It seems so.
My poor dad, he must be the only man in the world I know that gets flowers sent to him. He loves them. He really, really enjoys them. And to me, it's not a male-female thing, flowers. So I know also you're offering convenience. Joy, like, as you mentioned, if I want to surprise Malcolm and Richard with a cake, I can go on your website. I don't have to deal with a store, find out what they have. I can go direct to you. How are you finding that works out for you in terms of fresh produce, not just gifts like flowers or teddies or balloons?
So the majority of our products are perishables, so flowers and cakes and chocolates and things like that. What's different about Joy is that we work with a vast variety of different brands from around the region and brands across multiple categories. So Magnolia Bakery cakes, for example, or Godiva chocolates and Armani Dolce chocolates. So our customers, the feedback that we get from them consistently is the fact that we offer all these brands is fantastic. They don't get that in most other places or anywhere else for that matter. And the fact that we deliver within 4 hours for free at the same price as in the store, that's something that they value as well.
I'm guessing that you've got a lot of guys buying online who couldn't be bothered to hoist themselves off their posteriors and actually get up and do the hard yards and go to a shopping mall. This is last minute thinking, isn't it, the online stuff?
We do see that a lot of our customers are last-minute shoppers. In fact, most of our orders come in for either same-day or next-day delivery.
What are the most... Sorry, go on.
Are you outing yourself here, Malcolm?
I'm afraid Valentine's Day means nothing, and it's something that I always remember, like about a day or two too late. You know, it's I'm not good. What are the most common purchases, Ritesh?
So we see about 70% of our orders consist of flowers, and on Valentine's Day, that doesn't change much.
Presumably it's roses, is it? But largely that sort of thing?
That's true. So a lot of the flowers shift towards roses, while it might be a mix of others during regular days of the year. And if you think about it, I mean, across the world, that is the case as well. 1.1 billion red roses are sold during Valentine's Day specifically.
And how many of that 1.1 billion do you sell? What sort of volumes can you give us a flavor of?
Well, if we're selling 1.1 billion globally, us as a small e-commerce player.
But, I'm just trying to get a flavor of how many sort of bunches of flowers you might sell over Valentine's Day.
We're talking thousands.
Thousands of flowers, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I just ask? So, yes, we've talked about perishables being quite a big slice of your pie, so to speak. But you do some pretty out there experiences or gifts as well, don't you? So if I wanted to think outside the box, I could send these two a gift of maybe someone singing or jumping out of a cake or a box. Is that possible?
It's funny you should mention that. So two of the things we do today already, and we'll be adding many more, but we do offer singing telegrams. So our agents of joy, we call them, they are trained to come and sing for you. So they'll sing everything from Happy Birthday to Nat King Cole's L-O-V-E for Valentine's Day or anniversaries.
And that all might sorts be of quite others. A nice touch, to be honest with you.
Yeah. We also
Richard,
have a campaign.
Yeah.
We have a campaign for Valentine's Day that we just launched actually last week, which seems to have gone viral, where we asked ourselves, what is the perfect gift you could give a loved one? And aside from all the material items that you could think of, if you really think about it, it's yourself, right? They're in it with you. And so we called it the gift of you, and we essentially ship you in a box to the doorstep of your loved one.
That is fantastic. Let me ask you very quickly, we've got literally about 20 seconds. What's the average spend?
So the average spend on a regular day is 250 dirhams. And on Valentine's Day specifically, it goes up. Now, we have numbers that are hot off the press since we're on Valentine's Day as we speak. And that number seems to have gone up this year to 330 dirhams.
So that is the average spend on Valentine's Day for you guys. Listen, thank you so much for joining us, Ritesh Tilani, co-CEO Joy and Joy Gifts. We've appreciated your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.